If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
A pill to treat COVID.
This will be submitted to the FDA and by the end of the year will hopefully be available.
Slowing down the mail.
You're up against tight budgets and whatnot, but it's just not good.
It's a slow world. Disney World turns 50.
The castle is looking great. The weather is great.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's breaking news this morning in the fight against the coronavirus. The drug company Merck reports a pill to treat COVID-19 cut hospitalizations and deaths by half in people newly infected with the virus. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
It is very similar to the results with monoclonal antibodies. The difference here is that it's an oral pill rather than an intravenous or a shot in the arm. So it makes it much easier. You can give a patient with mild symptoms this pill and say, go home. Certainly the hope is you can use it even earlier. If you have COVID-19, you give it to your spouse to prevent them from getting sick.
Merck says it plans to seek government approval for its use in the U.S. soon. With action yesterday, Congress managed to avoid a government shutdown, but as we hear from CBS's Chris Van Cleave, a vote was put off on an infrastructure measure as wrangling continues on a major bill to spend trillions on the social safety net.
A splinter Democratic Party delivered a setback for the Biden administration after a late night of negotiations on Capitol Hill. But the work continues, with Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying a vote could still happen.
There'll be a vote today.
Leaving the Capitol, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said his top line for spending on the president's social programs bill has not changed, nor has the process to get it done.
You know, I've never linked the two bills together.
The current bill has $3.5 trillion in spending to fund programs like universal pre-K, an extension of the child tax credit, and paid family leave. But Manchin has insisted for weeks on bringing that number down to $1.5 trillion. Progressives say they'll vote no on a separate infrastructure bill to keep the president's agenda intact, forcing Speaker Pelosi to pull the vote.
Today's the day new postal rules and delivery schedules take effect. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports it means a slowdown for some first-class mail deliveries.
Some Americans are already frustrated by slow mail service, like these folks in Parkville, Maryland.
I've been coming up here every week asking, where's my mail?
They keep on telling us that our mail carrier is on the way. I've been looking for them.
And the delays could get worse. These new rules will change 1 to 3 day service to 1 in 5 for first class mail. And if you plan to mail holiday packages, expect to pay more. The Postal Service has already raised prices for first class stamps.
In some places, debate about mask mandates has turned school board meetings into battle zones. CBS's Jeff Pagaz on a call for action.
Writing to President Biden, the National School Boards Association asked for help investigating the violent incidents and suggested the FBI monitor threats to board members, likening these heinous actions to domestic terrorism. Former Nevada school board member Kurt Thigpen said that he resigned after the constant harassment over email, phone, and social media made him think about suicide.
They were coming after me and my colleagues consistently through multiple mediums. They saw me as a target for their hate.
This morning, CBS's Nancy Chen takes us to Fort McCoy, an Army post in Wisconsin, one of 8 military bases that's now a temporary home for Afghans who fled the Taliban.
It's a chance for a life of freedom after desperately escaping the brutal rule of the Taliban.
Before coming to Taliban, I have a good life to end Afghanistan.
24-year-old Farzana Mohammadi is ready for her new future. A former member of the Afghan women's Paralympic wheelchair basketball team, she believes if she stayed, life as she knew it would have been over.
I can't go to the basketball. I can't go to the outside of my home.
Many families arrive with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Base officials say there is now ample access to donated clothing, English classes, and health care.
A federal appeals court says the Biden administration can continue expelling migrant families who were caught crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S. under a pandemic order. A lawsuit challenging the practice is still proceeding through court. Racial justice in Manhattan Beach, California, 100 years after a section of beachfront land was seized from a black family that had turned it into a resort for African Americans in a time of deep segregation. Descendants of Willa and Charles Bruce were there as Governor Gavin Newsom signed a measure transferring ownership back to the family.
Let me do what apparently Manhattan Beach is unwilling to do, and I want to apologize to the Bruce family for the injustice that was done to them a century ago.
Well, a man who said he was having a bad day entered the storm drain system in Glendale, Arizona a few days ago. He got stuck and was finally seen waving his arm from the drain. Ashley Loesch is with the fire department.
What we are concerned about when it comes to something like this is the oxygen deficient area in a storm drain. So we definitely discourage people from going in there, not to mention when it's raining, there's water.
The man seemed okay, but was taken to a hospital for a checkup. Overseas, a typhoon is blasting the eastern part of Japan. The storm has impacted flights and trains with top winds of 100 miles an hour. A currency with six fewer zeros is debuting today in Venezuela to make transactions easier. Crushing inflation made the highest denomination, the 1 million bolivar bill, worth less than a quarter. The new currency tops out at 100 bolivars, worth a little less than 25 bucks. Well, it cost kids a dollar to enter Walt Disney World when it opened its gates for the first time 50 years ago today.
When you wish upon a star.
When Julie Andrews sang that for Disney World's opening TV special, it's possible nobody really knew just how big Disney World would become.
They were smart enough, however, to buy a surplus of land so that there would be room to expand.
Rick Fogelsong wrote about it in the book Married to the Mouse. Between 1963 and 65, he says, Walt Disney bought thousands of acres of land using secret shell companies, all of it strategically well inland.
He did not want to compete with the beach.
And he gave visitors something different.
Using audio animatronics with the theme park concept, they attract tourists away from the water.
After Disney World came SeaWorld, Universal, and other attractions. Fogelsong says it's clearly Disney that drives the economy here.
Had it not been for Walt Disney, there really would not have been a tourist industry in Orlando like we know today.
Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
Disney has cut a deal with a star actress who went to court.
Scarlett Johansson sued Disney for breach of contract over how the company released the Black Widow movie.
We have to go back to where it all started.
She claimed that Disney cut into box office profits and money that would have gone into her pocket when it decided to also release the film on its streaming service. Johansson and Disney have reached a settlement, terms not disclosed. Both sides say they're happy the matter is settled and look forward to future projects together. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Final weekend of baseball's regular season. There's still something to settle.
That one is driven out to deep center field. Going back, Springer, turning, looking, see ya!
On Yes Network, home runs powered the Yankees to a win over Toronto. They have command of the top wild card playoff spots. Boston and Seattle are tied for the second spot, with the Jays a game behind. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure, and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.